Welcome to the podcast, Keep It Simple. Join our hosts, Tom LeComp and Gavin Durson, as they discuss the joys and challenges of being the simple church in a complex world.
Hey, welcome to this podcast. This is the first podcast of the 2015 year. This is Tom LeComp.
And this is Gavin Durson. We're glad you can join us. Keep It Simple podcast. And if you're new to us here, this podcast is hopes to be an encouragement to all those folks who are following Christ outside of your more traditional mainline types of churches. So we encourage folks who are on the simple church path, organic church path, house church path, whatever term you like to use. We like to be hopefully a resource for you as you go down that road where you can hopefully get some encouragement and some ideas and just hear hopefully inspirational stories about what God's doing through others in this type of thing. So we're glad you took time to join us. And today we wanted to kick the year off by just talking a little bit about, I guess, some of the personal dreams or vision that we have that we feel God's, you know, put in our heart for what He may want to do in our area. Of course, that's always, you never, I guess, maybe are 100% sure of those types of things. But, Tom, you work with the House Church Network in Louisville, and I know we were chatting over lunch about some things there, and I'd be happy to share some things I'm hoping to see that, you know, to sense maybe God might be doing in this part of the world here that I'm involved in the coming year. But why don't you kick us off, Tom, and share just some thoughts about where you are personally with your house church group or simple church group and where you'd like to see God take that.
Well, we just survived the holidays, and on a personal note, you know, I've got weight to lose, and in 2015, I would like to see several things happen with our church. I would really love to see some really true spontaneous multiplication where we're not just adding one or two here and then we get to a certain size and we have to split, but that we just take off in a spontaneous, Holy Spirit-led multiplication of our groups, of our, you know, the depth that we are, you know, how many disciples we're making. I think that's everybody's dream. That's my dream as well. Specifically, I would like to see people in our church to take it upon themselves with you know, God's help, to see an area of need and go after that area. For example, you know, we have people interested in the homeless. We have people interested in the adoption. My wife and I are interested in international students. But to take those certain areas and say, with God's help, I will commit to try to start a simple church among that group of people. Mm-hmm. and see what the Lord will do with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just taking the initiative. And I think that's a hurdle. You know, a lot of folks, we still kind of wait for someone to give us permission rather than maybe accept the permission we've already been given by our Lord to make disciples and watch Him multiply His church. And that's still something we're all working through. But yeah, that's a great vision. That's something we'll be joining you in prayer.
Thanks. What about you guys?
I think I'm personally a couple things. My immediate simple church group is actually the skate church community that God's just kind of been doing a lot of really wonderful things in this past year. Going to be doing some weddings, did some weddings last year, marrying all these guys, helping people get married that are skaters. It's just been really awesome. And there's been some really cool things that God has been doing. But one of the neatest things, in fact, just this morning, I took part in a groundbreaking ceremony for a brand new skate park in Lexington here on the other side of town. So I think for our skate church community, we hope to see what's happened at the skate park, the simple church that started there around that community at the skate park that exists now, hopefully replicated at the other skate park. The new skate park will be opening up this spring. And so that's, I think, in the most immediate context, we're going to pray about that and hope that God raises up some new leaders and people in that part of town that would be able to come. There's a lot of neighbor families around that park, and it'll be an exciting thing when it opens. So I'd say just on the most personal level, that would be one thing. But I think for me, as I think about kind of the network of house churches or simple churches that I'm helping to lead and to be a part of, I think the thing that's been God's been putting on my heart, and it's scary because I don't really know how to do this. I'm not really sure that I can or what I have to offer, but it's been really, I think, on my heart and affirmed in some ways that God really wants us to help not just start house churches and other places, but to really to see, I'm praying that there'll be new networks of simple churches mm-hmm. emerging this year. And there's some exciting things happening that, you know, God's got a group starting in E-Town, Elizabethtown, Kentucky. We have a guy that moved from Lexington down to near Miami, and there's been neat things happening there.
We should go visit and see how things are going.
I plan to. And we also have...
right now.
Yeah. It'd be a good day.
It's cold.
We have a family up in the northern Kentucky area there that, we're praying for a network to emerge there, for God to see multiple simple churches emerge. And then also David Toth, who's up in north part of Cincinnati, he's been a part of this podcast before, praying that there might be a network there emerge. So that seems to be what God's been stirring in my heart, is to think and to hopefully help, encourage. There's always good and hard things and good things and exciting things happening in this Lexington area. But, we've been at this for a few years now, and we're still here, and there's been a lot of wonderful things happening. And I think I'm praying that somehow we can be a part of helping other people in other areas that maybe aren't geographically as close here. To be a part of that. There's a guy in Tennessee down that we're hoping to visit here soon, and praying that there might could become a network there of simple churches. So that's just kind of what's been on my heart. And like I said, I don't really know how much help I can provide, or if nothing else, just support, encouragement from a distance, what that looks like. But those are some of the things that
Paul wrote letters from prison.
Yeah, and that's some of the reason, we're going to be starting. We've done one. We're going to do some more of the Google Hangouts for folks that are a little bit further away, and hopefully trying to connect some people there. We have a family in Arizona that was a part of the network here. They took professor teaching jobs at the University of Arizona. And so they're right now praying and waiting on the Lord and figuring out how to start and get going. And, that's kind of what we're praying for there, is a network of simple churches there. So lots of those little seeds of faith being sown in different mm-hmm. parts and places. And I'm just, excited to see what God does. And hopefully and prayerfully, we'll see the exact same thing you talked about, a spontaneous led movement of disciples and simple churches, just that God would really, that's our prayer, that would really take off. And not that any one person would get the glory or honor, that just he would. And so that's what we're praying for. And I'm excited for the year to see what happens and how all that works out. And I think always in there, personally, for that to happen, I think it's kind of what you said too, Tom. It's praying that God would really develop leaders, that there would be leaders developed, and they would take that initiative and say, I'm going to step out in faith and experiment this year. We're going to try and trust that the impressions on our heart are from God, and move in that direction until he shows us that that's not what he's doing, Cause I think there's a lot of that, you think about, oh, this sounds like something we should do. I don't know. And I really want to just pour that gas on people's fire that's in them and say, hey, just try it. Just experiment. There's nothing wrong with that. If you think God may be saying to you, do it, then go for it, And I don't think that God will be upset with us if we're trying to listen to what he's saying, and we think he's saying something, and our best effort, we step out on faith. And even if it turns out maybe that wasn't what God was saying down the road, then I don't think that he's upset any more than I would be upset if I came home today and my son cleaned his room and said, Dad, I cleaned my room all up just like you told me to do. And I didn't tell him to clean up his room this morning. He just thought I did. I'm not going to be upset with him. I'm going to be proud and, you know, just honored that he wanted to honor what he thought I said. And I think that's kind of the way God is. And I hope and pray that there's a lot of people that feel that freedom to just trust God in new ways and see what he does, because none of us can make any of this stuff happen. That's the beauty of Simple Church and the beauty of multiplication of Simple Church. There's really, it only can truly happen if the Spirit's leading it. And so that's what my prayer would be.
I resolve this year to be a better communicator. I am a horrible communicator. I don't like to talk on the phone. I don't like to send emails. I just like to be quiet. So, and that's, you know, God hasn't called us to be quiet. God has called us to share. And, you know, I need to speak into people's lives. I need to evangelize more. I need to teach more. And there's no excuse for me not to. So I am going to seek out ways to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to use my phone more. I'm going to call people more, touch base with them.
Yeah.
Pester them, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, so, yeah. I wrestle with that. Like, I think there's this question always that's kind of I'm thinking about. And it is that, you know, as we think about the making disciples and our role in that, clearly God is the master disciple maker, and he's the one that makes disciples ultimately. But he has called us to be a part of that, and he lives in us. So, of course, we're going to be involved in that. And I think sometimes I can, I really want to hone in, I think, and refine, like, what does it really mean? Like, and I think, I don't know that I'll ever come to the answer to this question, but the question of how can I really help people move from point A, where they are, to point B, where God wants to take them, not where I want them to go, but where they have told me God is moving me in this direction. Well, what can I really do? How can I really help that person to get there? Yeah. And how does God want me to come alongside of people and help them, whether it's start a simple church or share their faith with somebody or begin mentoring someone or start figuring out what discipleship is going to look like for them, rather than just saying, man, that's awesome. You know, I hope that works out for you. Keep me posted. How do I actively get involve myself in their life in such a way that I can, I'm a blessing to them in that journey of like getting from point A to point B where they know God wants them to go. Mm-hmm. And I think so many times it's easy just to kind of take to not offer help, or because we don't maybe know what help looks like, or we're afraid, or we're, you know, so we just kind of like, oh, that's good. Keep me posted.
Yeah.
Hope that works out for you.
Be warm, be filled.
Yeah, but just to, you know, and I think that's the big part of being the disciple. I think we had a meeting a while back, and there was a guy there. I think it was actually David who I mentioned earlier. He had talked about how Jesus invited himself into the lives of other people. And I've thought about that a lot. Because that is something Jesus did do. He, you know, Zacchaeus, he said, I'm staying with you tonight.
Give me a drink of water.
Yeah. He invited himself into other people's lives. And I think in our culture, especially, like, it's so easy to not do it, because it's expected. It's not expected that you're going to invite yourself. I mean, most people, you know, you don't bother people. You keep yourself. You stay in your house. You don't bother your neighbors. It's your space. That's not my space. You know, but how do we go and really invite ourselves into people's lives in such a way that we help them get to where God wants to take them, you know, and I want to get better at that. I want to figure out that a little bit more. And
me too.
I don't want to just kind of wish people the best and be on my way, you know, but it really to think through what does God have for me in that. So maybe I can help you to get to where you're going, and you can do the same for me.
I need to be more aggressive and less passive. Because I know that's one of my faults. And I'm very, very passive and just laid back. And, you know, sometimes that's a quality, and a lot of times it's a liability, because I usually don't get involved in people's lives by being so passive. So I'm going to work on that.
Yeah.
You know, Lord willing. So.
Yeah.
Are we going to do a conference this year?
Yeah, I think so. I hope so. It seems to be that we will. We would love, if you have any thoughts about that, any feedback or input.
What would you like to see at a conference?
Yeah, so that seems to have been always been an encouraging thing. We generally do that in September. So got a little ways to think about that, but certainly that's a year-round process of thinking and praying about that. And I tell you, just getting people together has been such an invaluable thing, even if there was no speaker or no set agenda, just getting a lot of folks in the same room that are all there together for the same purpose. God seems to really show up, and that's awesome. So we'll have a lot of information about that in the coming year. And I'm also excited. I'm hoping to get some of these guys on and share with you all a bit as well. We hope to have some guys on from House to House, Ken Eastburn, and maybe have him sharing some of the
changes. House to House or whatever it becomes.
Yeah, there's some changes going on there, which I think are exciting and could really be an encouragement to a lot of folks. So I'm going to be involved with that at some level. Not exactly sure how or what or why or who or when, but that'll be fun to see how that all plays out. So looking forward to a good year and excited to hopefully help walk alongside some of you folks. So don't hesitate to give Tom and I a call. Let us know your dreams and visions that God's put in your heart for this coming year. And if that is a God-sized dream, that's probably the right dream that God's placed in your heart. That's probably the one. So let us know about that, how we can pray for you. If you've got any praise things that are just God's doing that's awesome, we can share with others. Send that to us in an email. You can reach us a bunch of different ways. KeepItSimplePodcast.com. You can find all of our information there on Facebook and all that. So shoot us a line and let us know what we can do to encourage you and how we can share what God's doing in your parts of the world. And maybe we'll even have you come on the podcast this year and share it in person. So thanks for being a part of the podcast this year. And we welcome all you new folks. We look forward to a great 2015.
Yep. And, may you have a blessed new year. And, maybe if you're like me, maybe I'll lose some weight this year. Thanks for being on our podcast. You've been listening to Keep It Simple, a podcast dedicated to the idea of being the church in simple ways. Find us on the web at keepitsimplepodcast.com. That's keepitsimplepodcast.com. You can also like us on Facebook at Keep It Simple, a simple church podcast. Or you can find us on iTunes. We welcome your feedback and your prayers.